And bringing up the, you know, it was a different time. Did you experience your share of racism in certain towns? Couldn't get a hotel room and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, I really remember here when I was a kid that I, you know, went up there and I wanted to go swimming. He said, "You can't go in there." I said, "Why not?" "You just can't." But I said, "But why?" I really didn't understand,
right,
you know.
Right,
you know, because where we grew up in the Barrio Los Negritos.
Right.
Well, Mexicans and brothers, and no había gabachos allí.
Right.
You didn't see no, you know, but it was, now looking back at it, I mean, we'd go to a place with the barbecue colored only, whites only. And we'd go in through the color, come out through the white and white, you know.
Right.
Para nosotros no había. And I remember in the motels también cuando andaba con Joe, que he had backup singers. Era Charro Negro y luego there was three more, the Sincere's.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember cuando decían, que no miren los negros. You know, they couldn't. Or we'd be eating in Plainview, Texas. We were eating and thrown, "We can't serve this man, Charro Negro." And like, why not? We just don't serve color. In those times, black color.
Right.
I don't know what they use.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember everybody got up and left. But that was to us like, hey, I mean, you know. I got to see it, and again, I didn't realize a lot of the stuff that was happening and how it was happening, you know. And I don't know. It's been a long ways. It's a lot of difference nowadays.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Everything. Technology is so fast.
Oh, yeah.
That
we've come a long way, but the kick that, or not really a kick, but the thing that shocks me is that you had whites this side, like you were saying, blacks on this side. ¿Y los browns qué?
Yeah. No. Qué loco, no, brown,
yeah,
even
right.
The color.
Right.
Brown.
Yeah.
You know, and we, I mean, that's the way we grew up, mixing with, you know. Después I met people that say, "I've never met a... As a matter of fact, my father-in-law was Ezel Valle. Well, rest in peace. Dijo, "I had a friend negrito. He needed one black
yeah.
guy."
Right.
And I said, "Oh, okay." To us, he was, "Hey, man." I mean, you know. Está curioso because really when you... I'm surprised, really, when I hear racism in North Carolina. Cause I get,
right.
You know, it's like, man, after all these years, I guess it'll always be.
Right.
It's always been around. It's always going to be racism. But Trump told them all, cause, I mean, he got everybody, you know.
Riled up, ¿verdad?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he made it okay again to come out and say what you want.
Hijo. He's about... the borders and this fence and all that, hey,
right.
You know, he really put down the, but only, those are.
That's politics a lot.
Yeah.